CJNU is pleased to bring you a Winnipeg Slice, a highlight of daily life in our community. Here is today's piece of the pie.
This is Donna Marion for CJNU. The history of aviation in Manitoba goes back almost 100 years. Jerry Sarapu, a longtime resident in the Lac-Da-Bonnie area, has an amazing collection of photographs to tell the story. In those early days of aviation, pigeons were used.
Yeah, that's quite interesting. I found that fascinating. They gave a pilot a pigeon or two, and he flew out to wherever he was. And if he made it there safe and he decided to send a message back, they released the pigeon. They could report forest fires that were in the area or anything you needed. The pigeons were the way of communication, if the pigeon got home.
I have a hangar story. There was a hangar that fell collapsed.
Yeah, I was working for a company, and I took the day off, and there was another fellow that I was working with me working on an aircraft, and I come home and I got a phone call that the hangar collapsed. So I ran down there and we looked around, and for that other fellow, actually he was my brother, we didn't know if he was there or not because we knew he was working on a particular aircraft that the hangar collapsed on. Well, found out that he took off the day early and everything was all right, but it was pretty scary because you couldn't see underneath the wreckage, and there's flattened airplanes and there's gas leak.
Jerry's pictures can be seen on the website of the Lac-Da-Bonnie and District Historical Society. Go to www.ldbhistorical.ca.
A Winnipeg Slice is heard every weekday morning and afternoon on CJNU, your community voice in Winnipeg.